I'm Kathleen Jones, and this is Writing My Writing Down, where we get writing done by writing down what we're writing, reading, and watching every day. Recently, on a project deadline, I went to bed at 10 p.m., and woke up at 6 a.m., and I wrote for 2 hours. The 2 hours from 6 to 8 a.m. were magically more useful to me than, say, writing from 10 to 12. And now, you know, having publicly announced on the podcast and privately made these resolutions to get these 2021 goals done, I need that time. And the thing is, I've tried to wake up and do a writing routine early in the morning for years, and I sleep through it. I can't make myself get up if I don't sleep right or if something's, you know, off or whatever. Just for whatever reason, the routine eludes me. I've tried all the things, alarm across the room, et cetera, et cetera. I just sleep through it. So this is my newest attempt. Julia Cameron, this one's for you. This episode is for an audience of one, myself, for me tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Dear Kathleen, in the future. It's your creativity speaking. Good morning, Kathleen. Good morning. Good morning to God. Good morning to this new day. Kathleen, good news. You get to be alive today. What a joy. Again, I know you're waking up. Friendly reminder. This is your creativity speaking, and it's time for us to talk. I know there's a lot going on, and it's dark and cold outside and warm and cozy in your bed, but just think, you woke up breathing this morning. What a miracle. Kathleen, with your headphones on, listening to this while still in bed, I'm glad I have your attention. Please wake up right now. Don't hit snooze. Please don't sleep through your best work. There is something magical about the early morning. I've got ideas for you in this moment that I'd really like you to wake up and capture. As your creativity, I am here for you always. I love you and I want what's best for you. And if you want to write at 3 p.m. today, I'll be there. I never miss a date with you. But here's the thing. If past data is a good indicator of future performance, you won't want to write at 3 p.m. You'll want to nap or answer email or find a dinner recipe or take Bunny for a walk to shake off the cobwebs from a day at your day job. There's a million things that are going to come up by later in the day that will mean that you push writing to the side. And this morning time is my time. I own this time. The emails aren't in yet. Just imagine me alive, awake, excited to see you, a protective cloud covering just you, me, your notebook, your computer, and the dog. Wi-Fi is off, phone is off, soothing music is on, the sun's coming up, and you're writing. That's the vision I'm inviting you to right now, this very moment. That's the way to the future that you want. And I want to protect you from the guilt and frustration you feel when you sleep through the snooze, rush into the morning, and don't get time for the things you love. I know how cozy you are. I know how tired you are. I know that it feels impossible to open your eyes. And in these first few moments of your brain firing for the day, you're not particularly thinking about achieving goals or being your best self. You're thinking, how dare somebody wake me up? I need more sleep. Just 15 more minutes. Just 15 more minutes. Just 15 minutes into eternity. I'm never getting out of bed. I live here now. I'm here to think of the loftier things for you. On the other side of your grumpy snooze button slam is the work that you were born to do. Think of that now. Practice doing hard things first thing in the day. Have a heroic moment, get out of bed, don't snooze, and don't delay. I'm your creativity, and I'm your time. Your best work waits in these slow, early moments. Come dance with me. I'm here, and we've got work to do. Thank you for joining me. Thanks for joining. This has been a... Delilah-ish version of writing my writing down. Follow me at Hello Kathleen J, this podcast at Writing My Writing Down. If you are listening to this first thing in the morning to help yourself get up, as I designed it to do, do not go on Instagram. Follow me in 2 hours after you've done your writing for the day. This episode was edited by the awesome Harrison Lewis on Twitter at HarryJTL. And if you're feeling kind and if this helped you at all, I would love it. I would be so grateful if you would leave a review. I'm Kathleen Jones, and this is Writing My Writing Down. Get up. Don't snooze. If you want to get your writing done, write it down.